The linking program is a term loosely used to describe the New South Wales Office of Liquor, Gaming and Racing scheme of alcohol restrictions in violent venues. Its purpose since October 2008 is to regulate licensed premises with high levels of assault and other violent incidents. The scheme uses violent incident data compiled twice yearly by the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research. Incidents for inclusion as relevant incidents attributed to licensed premises include assault officer, grievous bodily harm, actual bodily harm, assault, drink spiking, shoot with intent to murder, murder, riot or affray, manslaughter, kidnapping, aggravated indecent assault, assault with intent to have sexual intercourse, sexual assault, indecent assault, and violent disorder. Licensed premises with high levels of these incidents are categorised as level 1, 2 or 3 venues, depending on the number of incidents during the particular reporting period. Additional special licence conditions will apply to level 1 and 2 venues. Incident numbers, levels and additional licence conditions include 8 to 11 incidents, level 3, no additional special licence conditions. 12 to 18 incidents, level 2, must stop serving alcohol 30 minutes before closing, no glass containers after midnight, 10-minute alcohol sales timeout every hour after midnight, or active distribution of water and or food. 19 or more incidents, level 1, all conditions required under level 2, mandatory 2 a.m. lockout of patrons, excluding members of registered clubs, no shots and drink limit restrictions after midnight, one or more additional security measure. All Level 1 and 2 venues must maintain a standard trading period incident register, and all levels are provided with education and support. What does all this mean? The linking program is seemingly trying to put the pressure on licensed venues to reduce levels of alcohol consumption or levels of intoxication through a method of recording incidents that occur either at a venue or away from a venue if it involves someone who had been drinking at a particular venue. I've not personally noticed any benefit from the program. If the program was successful, I would go so far as to say that the new three strikes disciplinary scheme would not be required. This new scheme really has licensed venues shaking in their boots, since it also includes the ability to shut venues down. An often ignored side effect of the linking program, and possibly of the new scheme in time, is the incentive not to report incidents. Licensed premises have been confronted with punishment if they report any violent incidents. It is in their interest to deal with matters themselves wherever possible, or to make them disappear. It seems staff tends to take greater risks trying to handle violent incidents when they used to simply call police in the past. The alternative is to continue calling police when something goes wrong and face being categorised in the higher levels, shamed publicly, and then having to deal with the restrictions that follow. The crime statistics seem to be showing a reduction in violent incidents at licensed premises since the commencement of the linking program, but it is my belief that the only statistic that has reduced in real terms since the program commenced is the reporting rate of violent incidents. This will become more evident as time goes on and fewer resources are allocated to areas showing reductions in crime statistics and those remaining resources become stretched to breaking point. This is Big Rob bringing you Big Rob's Rant on 92.9 River FM. I'm still posting on the Big Rob's Facebook page at facebook.com/BigRob'sOz, spelled BigRobsOz, where you can follow the Big Rob's Rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to post your views.